7 after the hour. The Doug Steffinger Day Program, April 15th. Normally, on the 15th, we would have to have our money in to our friends down in Washington. Somehow or other, that has changed. I'm not sure I understand this, the business of Emancipation Day and how it has not affected us ever before.
How is that?
I don't know. Stuart Allen Books is with the accounting firm Books Bonardi and Company in Boston. Happens to be a tax advisor to the most important figures on this program, i.e. Mr. McFadden, Mr. Steffen, because only ones here at the moment, so we can be important with Stuart. All right, so what do you know about Emancipation Day?
I don't know what it is, why it is, and why this year it falls on April 15th.
Well, but it has to have been, it's something that goes back to the Civil War. Lincoln declared the slaves free. It's Emancipation Day. But how is it that today, April 15th, 2011, is any different than April 15th, 2010, 2009, 1999, 20? I don't get what it is that has changed. Would somebody please help us with this? 800-510-8255. Earlier in the day, we got the information about Emancipation Day and why.
The municipality of Washington, D.C. celebrates April 16th as Emancipation Day. On that day in 1862, President Abraham Lincoln, But on January 4th, 2005, Mayor Anthony Williams signed the legislation making Emancipation Day official public holiday.
So it's a holiday in Washington.
Yes.
Just in Washington, but that slows down the rest of the world.
It occurs on April 16th. When it is on a Saturday, Emancipation Day is observed on the preceding Friday.
Perfect.
That explains it perfectly.
Another stupid holiday.
You guys up in Boston get your Patriots Day.
That's a stupid holiday, too. The whole thing is stupid.
So you were saying celebrating the freedom of slaves is stupid, Dudley?
No, that's not what I'm saying, Rich, but thanks very much for asking.
You got to tread lightly here.
No, I don't either. That's not any different than Trump saying.
You could find yourself in Don Imus's pants.
No, you know what? Here's what you do. Go back the first controversial statement. Give us a second here for some foolishness, Stuart. The Donald Trump statement that he's friendly with the blacks, the first really sort of strange, hot, it'll be used everywhere if you haven't heard it already, is a cut from earlier today, Richie, with Trump. It's like 7 seconds long or something, where he was asked by a reporter, he's being interviewed because he keeps talking, he's everywhere because he's going to run for the president. So he was asked, the statistics are that 42% of whites think that Obama's doing okay, and 98% of blacks think he's doing all right. So the reporter said, well, if that's the case, then how will you get any black support? And Trump's response was something like, oh, I've always gotten along great with the blacks. And I just, the way it strikes me when you say something like that, I have a smile on my face now because I'm thinking,
I have a great relationship with the blacks. I've always had a great relationship with the blacks.
That's like saying my best friend is Jewish. It's an insult.
Said, some of my best friends are Jewish, by the way, Stuart. Right. You're one of them. Anyway, it just
thank
seems
you. But
crazy.
So as a general comment,
I know.
It's basically an insult.
I suppose you could take it that way. My best friends are, some of my best friends are black. No, my best friends are.
You know what, though? You can't.
Yeah, right. It sounds kind of like that.
You can't say anything anymore.
You can't say anything without it being taken.
Say somebody's going to get offended by whether you say the African Americans.
Well, see, I don't use the term African American because I will not put something in front of American. I just am a funny guy with that. I think Italian American's wrong. You're an American, for God's sakes. That's it. He's not African or Italian or Irish. You are, either you are or you aren't. That's it.
We had a vet, about 85-year-old Korean War vet, in here the other day that we were doing a video of for our American Convention Center. And he was, they were one of the first black air squadrons. And
not the Tuskegee Airmen. He wasn't one of the Tuskegee.
Amazing story. Really cool. And I was just gripping watching the story. But and this is nothing. As soon as he said Negro,
oh yeah,
I almost sat back in my chair. And this guy's black.
Everybody recoils when they, because that's so politically incorrect. That's the word.
That was... Yeah.
Negroid means said, black.
He said
black
it as
skin.
Comfortably as if he said, "Hi, my name is Bill."
Yeah.
And but me, I sat back in my chair and I was looking.
You've
at
been
the
trained.
I have. I have.
You've been trained.
But this guy's he was cool.
Yeah. Well, it's the other N word, which can't be used by white people, but can be by black people. It's the same kind of stuff.
It's
it goes around
strange.
And around and around.
It's tough.
It's a good German devil. Derivation.
You are a derivative of Germany. You
I
are.
Am actually Polish.
Are you?
And Russian.
Yeah. What's your real name?
What's your hurry?
What's your real name? When you go back in your history, huh?
B-U-K-S.
B-U-K-S. Books. B-U-K-S. That's interesting. Becomes much better, though.
It's one of the few names that Ellis Island lengthened.
Yeah. Well, and add a couple of vowels or change the vowels. Yeah. And books is great because you're an accountant. I mean, everybody laughs when we say books is an accountant. Yeah, he keeps the books.
And my father was a bookie. My grandfather was a rabbi. None of us had any imagination when it came to Christian profession.
That's pretty funny. All right, let's pause for a moment. Then we're going to spend some time. We got the emancipation thing all straightened out. And a few other things have to do with society straightened out. There was a show last night on CNBC called The American Tax Cheat.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I saw it advertised.
Yeah, and it's the poll that we have today, or the poll we had yesterday. We'll deal with that in just a second. The poll, be honest, this is anonymous. No, it just said, did you cheat on your taxes? And what the outcome of that was. Plus, are you ready to pay? Because you have to pay by Monday, Tuesday, I believe, in Massachusetts. And Stuart will give us maybe a couple more ways here that we can, if you're a single filer or you're a family file or whatever it is, you can save a couple of bucks. So we'll see if we can pick that out of his mind. It's 14 after on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa...
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
At Clinique, color is in bloom. See for yourself at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and the best of spring beauty is free with your purchase of $21.50 or more. It's your choice and our treat. A violet or pink color collection with eyeshadow, blush, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and gloss duo. There are other goodies, too. All free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. That's a $60 value. Clinique bonus now at Macy's. Skin is just happier here. Come find out why. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Now 17 to change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program in health mode, hopefully. The American Tax Cheat. was on CNBC last night. And, of course, the question when you walk away from something like that is, have you filed your income tax return? Everybody who owed money to the IRS actually paid it, the USA would not have a deficit. Did you know that? If everybody who owed money paid, then there would be...
Let me rephrase that statement for you.
Yeah.
If the government had a...
A better tax program.
Yes.
Right.
There would be no need to chase people around and cheat and collect it.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that's the other side of it. This is the most extraordinary... social engineering mechanism in the world. Taxes and how you are manipulated by the tax code, that's really what it is. It's manipulation, Stuart.
It's a manipulation, but it's also a management issue on their part, isn't it, Stuart? Are they poorly managed?
Well, I mean, I think we might be the only country in the world where the filing of your taxes is voluntary, even though you have to do it.
Yeah, right. And we'll go to jail like all those guys who've been protesting it over the years.
Right, and they've, of course, lost all their cases.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But basically, it's a voluntary disclosure system, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
Because there are ways that the immigration problem, if you want to cut down on illegal immigration, cut down on the employers that employ them.
Yeah. Gordon Liddy told me the other night at this party that I was at with him in Washington at studio headquarters there that he worked with Joe Arpaio back in the, what was it, 50s, Richie, or 60s?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they shut the border down. The two of them, single-handedly, shut the border down. That's how this whole thing is so foolish. And tax cheats, the same thing. 1 in 10 Americans polled think it's okay to cheat on your taxes. And there are billions, hundreds of billions of dollars every year, and we have a solution. That is I think, and so does Rich, and I don't know, Stuart, it doesn't do your business any good to have a sales tax instead of an income tax, but it would fix a lot of our other problems. So we don't have that now. Let's spend a minute here as we have it talking. Give us one idea that's almost universal that people forget to do, that if they do it will save them some money. Silence.
One idea?
One.
Just one?
One.
Oh, my Lord, just one. The best one is do not wait until January of 2011 to start preparing your 2010 return. Start preparing
during the
2010
year.
Return in January of 2010.
Yeah.
Start keeping your records.
Absolutely. Yeah. You really have to keep up. That's one of the things that I've done. One of the things that Stu and I laugh about. But I have so much stuff here. I have bags, boxes, things that are kept of all.
You're so well organized.
But I am sort of. I'm better organized than I used to be.
You've got a shoebox.
But if you keep all that stuff, then they can't question you if you have the records. And so that's the thing to do. Keep good records and ultimately do it in a timely fashion, because if you wait, you'll lose a lot of the stuff and therefore you'll lose money. They'll take it from you. They're happy to take it from you. It's you versus the government, and you lose. All right, Stuart, thanks. Check out Books Bonardi, BONARDI.com for info.
That's winning.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Okay, time now for our I don't always do this on a Friday, but I like to have contests from time to time. Keeps you on your toes, and it keeps us focused on some of the things that maybe are a little more fun than the usual items of the day, although we try to have fun with all the issues of the day. By the way, if you're a traveler, you'll appreciate Peter Greenberg being here in a few minutes. The walk through the airport is in his focus. This is sort of an interesting perspective he has on the travel process, as with everybody else focused on the TSA and their nonsense this week. So he'll be along in a few moments. Meanwhile, in the background comes the number five song from this week in 1984. We're going to give you all five of the top five from this week in 84 and ask you to identify them. If you'd like a swell prize, you'll have some time for new music Friday. Richard's got some new interesting items to note, if you'll pardon the pun. All right, so what's the name of this group? What's the name of this song? You've heard it now for almost a minute. Should be enough time for you to pick it out and tell us what the name of the song is from number five to number one. You got to get them all right in order with their singers in order to win the prize. So this is number five. Who is this? What's this song called? 800-510-8255. Do all five of them, obviously, together, so don't call me yet because we haven't played all five. That's only number five. This is number four.
Hello.
Pretty easy. From this week in 1984. Number three from this week in 84. People will confuse this with another pop idol. This group is a studio group.
Yes.
All right, so you got to have the name, though, in order to win. Number two from this week.
That was
pretty easy. You can use either. There are two names associated, two titles associated with the song. So you can use either one and you'll be okay. It's not hard to pick out the artist either on this one. I think the most difficult one will be the one we just played, number three. This is number two, so here's the number one song from the movie, right?
Everybody gets
this. Who's singing? Who am singing this? Number one. I mean, this week in 84.
Two huge movie songs.
Yeah. Right. All right. We need more of this, or everybody gets this?
No, that was easy.
Okay. 800-510-8255. Richie and I want to know if you can identify these top five songs. The gauntlet has been put down. Up to you to figure it out quickly and review. Number five. Number four. Number three. Number two. And number one. Oh, you got enough of the instrumental side to get this figured out. So in order from number five to number one, if you please, 800-510-8255. We're not watching Facebook as carefully as we might because Jennifer's not here. So you got to use the phone on this, okay? Meanwhile, whilst we are waiting for you to enthrall us with your knowledge of music from the mid-80s. There is a bit of new music out, and because today is Friday, you know, Richie likes to focus on new
music. Yeah, one of my big knocks on the music industry is they feed us what they want us to hear, and there's a lot of great music out there that we never get access to. So every now and then, something new comes along. And there's a band that we love called Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and she's got a new album out. And this is a song called Goodbye Kiss that I think should be on the radio getting top play, and it doesn't, so I'm going to bring it to you here in a little bit.
Grace Potter?
Yes.
No relationship. My heart is burning this Harry Potter. Time.
Yeah. But there ain't no fire escape.
Interesting song. All right, so if you listen to that, you think about what those top five songs were from 84. We'll review them one more time, and then your job is to call us at 800-510-TALK on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's one thing to walk through the airport and get on a plane with your eyes half closed, but if you see the process from the inside, you might get a whole different perspective on what it means to run an airport. In Tucson, Arizona, the Aerospace Maintenance and Regeneration Center is located at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, where they store more than 4,000 retired military aircraft. Because it's military-owned, most of the facility is closed to the public, but you can take a bus tour to see the operations with the nearby Pima Air and Space Museum for about $7. Now, if you've ever wondered how a commercial airport works, Cleveland International has designed a tour that's geared toward adults. That can get you behind the scenes of airport operations, access to the TSA security tour, and even inside a hangar. But plan ahead, since you have to reserve a slot at least 4 weeks in advance. Even in today's high-security airports, it's still possible to go behind the scenes, which for me is a much more interesting experience. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Are you ready to do something about your high credit card debt? Tired of paying double-digit interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? It's time to stop the madness. Get out of debt the safe and affordable way with Credit Card Relief. With Credit Card Relief, there are no upfront fees, no monthly maintenance fees, and no settlement fees. You don't pay anything until a debt is settled, all with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's Credit Card Relief, managed by local attorneys in-state, with workout plans tailored to your debt situation. Get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving thousands in future bank fees. Call the original Credit Card Relief, where the consultation is free and the results are real.
Call Credit Card Relief at 877-888-9570. 877-888-9570. Not available in all states. Call
877-888-9570. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Dr.
Wow,
Ken Kronos
today, isn't it?
Is going, yeah, the days always go fast. We have a good time together. We help a lot of people out. It's a good deal. A good time was had by all, or at least by most people who are here. And there's really something for everybody, or at least we try to make it that way, age-wise, male, female, educated, uneducated.
Hey, did you hear about
not
this
too much for the uneducated
male,
yes,
female, educated, uneducated, that Discovery Networks is getting rid of their HDNet channel.
Why?
And they're going to create a new channel geared towards higher income males.
Uh-huh.
35 or 30 and above.
It's called CNBC.
No.
Fox Business Channel.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing.
Old white guys.
Old guys. I don't know whether they want to go
money.
Just white.
Right.
But they want to go with mature men with money. So 30 and above, right, with money, making $150,000 or more.
Yeah.
And it's going to be all of those car auctions that you and I love to watch.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And concerts and, uh-huh, and just it's going to be
affluence.
But they
the
are
ones
going
Obama wants to pay more in,
yeah,
taxes.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's it.
So
they call it the Obama Tax Channel.
Isn't that interesting that they're,
yeah,
creating a TV channel going, I mean, that is called niche marketing, man.
There
they are
is
going right,
yeah,
after it.
Well,
oh,
they're only about 440,000 regular viewers of CNBC, and Fox trying to cut into that has had a hard time because the people at CNBC see Fox as being more political. CNBC really isn't when it comes,
right,
to reporting on the info, the money info. But yet there's so much money there. That's why Fox,
yeah,
is trying to chisel into it. There's a lot,
yeah,
of dough for the small audience that they have. The same is true with the radio programs that focus on money and advice. Dave Ramsey makes tons of money.
Sure does.
Clark Howard, very wealthy guy.
Yeah.
The Bob Brinker show has been on the air for a long, long time. A lot of very strong support from advertisers there because it hits a particular niche. He's done very well over the years. And the local money programs, the Business Talk Network, which we're on, and a lot of hosts there that do very well because there are people who want that information, and they are very focused on that information for obvious reasons.
That's what's happened to the basically media and broadcasting,
yeah,
over
very
the last
niche
50 years.
Maybe we need to niche this down. What do I have to do? I could be farm.
We don't need
we
to.
Already
we,
do farm.
We touch on everything throughout the course,
yeah,
of the morning. We touch on a little bit of everything. So
the idea is to
kind of one-stop shopping.
Right, to appeal to a broader audience that wants to have more than politics as part of what's on their plate. And it makes for valuable use not only in the morning but during the day. There are a lot of stations now that are carrying the program in the afternoon and the evening because it fits a particular niche. You can find out a lot of things that are going on that you might not have heard had you listened to the people talk about the same things that they do day in and day out. We have to talk about some of those. And every once in a while, there's something that's cute or fun that comes up. Like, for example, it has been noted today that legislators in the state of California will, effective next week, no longer receive a car, gas money, maintenance.
Good.
Paid for by taxpayers. Gonzo.
At what level? What level of the legislature? Are these state representatives?
Well,
what are you...
Right, yeah. This is pretty much people, the state Senate and the state House, were spending about $300 a month to defray legislators' costs of driving their cars. And that's gonzo. It is over. California is the only state to provide all lawmakers with a vehicle of their choice. Program was too generous, as with many other things in California. They're way too generous. So this thing is gonzo. All right, let's get back to our, it is good. The five songs that were in the top five during this week in 1984. There's one, not ringer. We didn't try to put this in here. It just is. That's the way the Billboard charts went.
I like that, though.
It's a good song. It's tough to figure out who it is. So we're going to go through these top five songs one more time to see between now and 20 of the hour if we can get you to recognize the artist and the song for our prize. We have several different categories of prizes. We hope that you have not won before in this contest to win this time around. So we start with number five. That's from a well-known group, female. No, it doesn't sound necessarily female-oriented.
Yeah, this would have thrown me as to who the band is. I mean, I hear it. And
it's not really a band. It's a group of singers.
Right, it's a group.
Yeah, I'll even give you a hint. It's a family group. All right? I think I made my point, haven't I, Rich?
Right.
Exactly. 800-510-8255. That's
they
number
might
five.
Even say we are family.
Yes, you could, but that's not the same family. Number four.
Hello.
Oh, you're right. It's not the same family.
Okay. This one is a family.
This is your slam dunk.
Yes, it is. Number three from this week in 84. Tough thing here is the name of the group singing the song. All right, the song's easy. Group's not so easy. So figure it out. You get the prize. Number two. Two different titles are appropriate for this song. Artist, extraordinarily well known. No heavy lifting required here.
I've seen him in concert both
with his
band and solo.
By himself, yeah.
And during the middle of the song, he stops and he says, "How does my hair look?"
Yeah, great. Not much left. All right, here's number one from this week in 84. Can we cut to the chase on this instead of playing the... Well, you like the beginning of it, that's why you keep playing it. And we cut to the chase. But where did you start?
I can't. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, you got to do a little editing.
I have to do this. Well, yeah. No, we just...
All right, there you have it. Don't disappoint the audience that's waiting to figure out if you know what these songs are. Five songs that are on the top of the charts from this week, 1984, 800-510-8255. Our poll today at DougStefan.com. What do you think of Donald Trump? A, I'd vote for him. B, another aging, rich old white guy. C, he's trying to drum up ratings for his TV show. D, I don't trust him. E, what's with his hair? All right, so that's the poll today and over the weekend at DougStefan.com. A lot of focus on Donald Trump. A lot of people wish that he would kind of lose the birther thing and that would make him more credible one way or another. There's so many other issues. Anyway, the poll yesterday, how much you're paying for gasoline, pretty sad. 54% of you are paying from $3.75 to $4 a gallon around the country. It is really disgusting. It just is.
$3.82 yesterday.
I paid $3.89 on the toll road coming up back home yesterday. $3.83, $3.89. This is ridiculous. It really is. And the fact that we sit here and put up with it and don't have any leadership that deals with the problem is just beyond the beyond. Dr. Ken along in a few moments. He's had lots of interesting and important things to say this week. If you have not caught Dr. Ken, you can check out what he has, some of the highlights of this week, at DougStefan.com. Or you can join us tomorrow live. Dr. Ken and I are together 6 to 8 East Coast time, live taking your calls on issues of the day when it comes to your health. You want to know that you're okay. Dr. Ken has information about apples and your heart, which is pretty compelling stuff. All right, let's see here. Richie, we can go to Minnesota. We can go to Missouri. I think we ought to pick an M state. Massachusetts, Maine, Montana, Minnesota, Missouri, Mississippi.
Take your pick. All of them.
I think we'll go to Chad because he called us first from Crocker, Missouri. Where is that, Chad? I went through Missouri the other day, stayed overnight in Columbia. How far are you from Columbia?
About an hour and a half south, in the middle of nothing, by Lake of the Ozarks, Osage Beach.
So you got
down there, that area.
The night I drove through there, you got really some bad weather. You had close to tornado circumstances there that night. Was it Wednesday night? I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday night, right? Tuesday night.
That's pretty typical. We probably had bad weather.
It was Sunday night. I remember now. I drove through, came from Denver on Sunday, so it was Sunday night. Really wild weather there. Oh, my God.
Sunday I was in Des Moines, so who knows?
You didn't get it. Right. Okay. All right. Let's see if you can figure out what these top five songs were from 1984. Starting with number five, who is this and what's the name of the song, Chad?
That's Automatic by Pointer Sisters.
Number four, please.
Hello, Lionel Richie.
Number three, please.
Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell.
There it is. You can't miss the other two. Go ahead. What's number two?
Against All Odds, Phil Collins.
And number one?
Footloose by Kenny Loggins.
All right. So how did you know these? It's not real easy to look this stuff up. So how did you happen to have this knowledge? Is this your high school time or something?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I wish I could remember more important things than Rockwell, but, you know, weird things just stick in your mind.
Well, no, we'll take it. It's okay. You can remember Rockwell and do just fine, thank you. What do you do for work, Chad?
I'm a stand-up comic.
Are you really?
I'm sorry.
All right, listen, talk to the guy at the toll booth. Hold on just a second. I would like to find out more about him, but I don't want to get in the middle of the toll
booth conversation.
Yeah, I don't want to get him in
trouble. That's funny. A comedian being yelled at by a toll booth guy while he's answering a talk radio question.
Exactly. But he knew the songs, the Pointer Sisters and Automatic, number five, Lionel Richie, number four with Hello, number three, the group Rockwell, the studio group. Somebody's Watching Me. A lot of people confuse that sound with Michael Jackson and the Jackson family. Yeah. Phil Collins, Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me Now. Either of those two would be appropriate as a title. And number one was the title song from Footloose, Kenny Loggins. That wasn't the name of the movie, though. Was that? What was the name of the movie?
Absolutely was in the movie.
Was the name of the movie?
Yeah.
All right, got it. All right. So that takes care of that assignment. Thank you very much. Now, up next, Dr. Ken, after we get a focus on your eyes, may I have the eyes? Mm. May I help you with your eyes? The eyes have it. They really do. You want great-looking eyes, no matter what your age. Richie and I have been talking today about our age and how we feel, and we think we're pretty much the same. But there are things that you're thinking about, and one of the things is the bags under your eyes. You get not enough sleep. You're getting older, face changes, maybe you drink a little too much one night and your eyes are all puffy, but you got other
Or maybe you have kids, you can't sleep in their bed all night, and you have to get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know,
little stuff like that.
Little things.
All right, so here's what you do to remedy, to fix, to overcome, to help you with that problem. It's a product called Lumitone. Lumitone comes in a jar. It's an anti-aging eye cream that instantly will take a quick shot at the dark circles under your eyes. Works immediately, takes a while to get rid of some of the fine lines and the crow's feet. But boy, when you see the pictures, never mind the pictures of other people, when you use it yourself, there's no reason for you not to be on board with this. Because it's free. The first jar of Lumitone is yours free when you call 800-894-3302. In just seconds, you'll look brighter, refreshed, even if you've had a bad night. Lumitone has a breakthrough peptide, and therefore, with this combination of the combinations were established by a fellow who has done a lot of other work for this company with products like Night Skin, you've heard me talk about, And Tocnol, this is the same thing for your eyes. Fine lines around your eyes, get rid of them. This is a remarkable formula. It is greaseless, no oil, not like other creams. 800-894-3302. You'll call them. You'll get a free jar. You pay only small shipping and handling fee. What else could you possibly want? Comes to fixing your eyes. Fix them. Take the action required, which is just picking up the phone, asking for your free jar of Lumitone at 800-894-3302.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet, coming through.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&M's for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Good Day program, is here, brought to us by the folks at Digestive Advantage, the people who make Digestive Advantage, same folks that make Sustanex. I was going to say made, but they still do make Sustanex. The reason we think that Digestive Advantage has more benefit is because there are more ways of treating different things by using Digestive Advantage. Right, Ken?
Exactly. These healthy bacteria help the immune system work better. They're absorbed in the digestive system. And these healthy bacteria you find in Digestive Advantage help the digestive system work better. But there are added products. There are added enzymes, which will just get rid of those nauseating, difficult digestive symptoms that your doctor has problems with general medications to get rid of them with.
We last year started talking about Digestive Advantage when they called it Digestive Advantage IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome. But it's not just that anymore. Digestive Advantage combines probiotics with a lot of other things like enzymes in the lactose defense and the gas defense formulas. Specific issues, specific problems. And the way to fix them is so inexpensive. Why would you suffer with any of this stuff? $10 gives you a 30-day supply. Digestive Advantage available at drugstores and supercenters everywhere. Suicide rates and the economy.
This is out of the American Journal of Public Health. It may be a dud, but it's not that obvious to some. Suicides in the U.S., Doug, appear to increase in hard times and decrease during the years of prosperity. The overall suicide rates rises and falls in connection with the economy. And the strongest association between business cycles and suicides, Doug, was among working-age people 25 to 64 years old.
Johnson & Johnson has recalled an epilepsy drug.
There is really a problem with Johnson & Johnson. Yeah. What a great company. But in the last year and a half, 20 product recalls, including many involving non-prescription drugs, complaints of nauseating odors from the products or packaging. Topamax, it's an epilepsy drug. It's now been recalled. Talk to your doctor and your pharmacy if you're taking Topamax.
Well, one of the things we confused, remember we were talking about this last week, or something to do with Johnson & Johnson, and I confused them with S.E. Johnson, the family company. That story about economy and suicide rates, there's more information if you want to check it out at DougStefan.com. Look for Dr. Ken's picture. Also, a lot of other good news from Ken. Interesting, important news from Ken this week, like the story about young children. You're less fit if you have young children. Richie will tell you that.
Yeah.
All right. 51 after Dr. Ken on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Can you dig it?
All right, let's get to our contest. First of all, Chuck is not with us today. He has, you know what I like about Chuck is he's spending a lot more time with his daughter and does things with her at school. Mm-hmm. Richie does that, too.
Yep.
He goes to school. If there's a parental thing, you go and get involved. That's a good thing to do. I think his daughter is now same age. Is he?
I think she's a year younger than Sean. So yeah. She's six now.
Yeah, so she's big into the school stuff. So Chuck, who's our expert on movies, would certainly be happy to acknowledge, and so would everybody else, because we all recognize the theme from Shaft. We get into movie music and movie moments. Isaac Hayes, who passed away last year. He's only a young guy, 73, 74.
Yeah.
Got the Best Song Oscar during the Oscars this week, 1972.
Yeah, great song.
Yep. Okay, so now we get to our contest. And today is the anniversary of the Titanic sinking, but not the anniversary of the Titanic movie being opened up. No, that was a fall movie, as I recall, from, was it 1999, 97, 99, is that far back?
Yeah, far right back around there.
Yeah.
I can look it up.
All right, so anyway, this movie is a superb example of how great actors get greater, if that makes any sense at all. This guy, I believe, to be one of our best actors in so many different categories. And in this role, he was so good, he got the Oscar for his performance in this movie during the Oscar ceremony in 1971.
Oh, wow.
This movie won six Oscars, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Lead Actor. Superb movie. Here's the first clip.
Is this Chucker's favorite movie?
No.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know it.
Go ahead. First clip.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country. Amen. All this stuff you heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle.
Got it. This is one of the... not only was this character that he didn't have to invent a character, he just played in his own irascible way the character so accurately that people, this guy, he became the role that he played.
It is definitely his biggest role.
Ah, it's a fantastic movie. Yeah. 800, five, and I don't even think we have to play any other cuts.
No, let's do it. It's fun.
All right, play the next short. Yeah. Go ahead.
Now I have precisely the right instrument, precisely the right moment of history. In exactly the right place.
Yeah. All right, and the last one here.
Americans traditionally love to fight. Real Americans.
Right. What's the same thing over here? All right, 800-510-8255. What's the name of the movie? Who's the star? You get a swell prize. You figure it out, and haven't won before on Movie Moments. You have participated before. You can play again. It's only if you have won. We'd like to be able to spread the wealth around. A couple of movie news items and the answer to the movie quiz in just a moment here on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I had PTSD. Once I was back from Iraq, I was distant from everybody in my family.
We had a reunion of our unit, and you hear these spouses say, "Is your husband doing that? My husband's doing that too. I thought it was just us." And really understanding that, hey, this is a common experience.
I learned more to listen to what he was saying, and that made it easier for me to understand where his pain was coming from.
Resources are available for military families. Learn more at realwarriors.net.
Robert De Niro is going to be, along with 50 Cent, in a new cop drama called Freelancers.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, 50 Cent, whose real name is Curtis Jackson, plays the son of a slain police officer who joins the police academy, taken under the wing of the father of his former partner, who is Robert De Niro. So that looks kind of like be interesting stuff. Kelly lives in Mobile, Alabama, listens to us on WABB. Hello. Oh, no, WAAB. I always do that wrong. Kelly.
Hey, it is WABB.
I know it is. I do AAB, which is a Worcester station I used to work on. Anyway, what's the name of the movie?
Patton.
It is. Wasn't that a great movie? George C. Scott. Wow.